Now, astronomers may have found the source of very high cosmic rays, which have been known as oh my god particles.
Oh my god, why?
That's it. Okay, cosmic rays are very high energy atomic or subatomic
surely
particles.
The bigger discovery here, Dave, is that physicists have a sense of humour, I would think.
I couldn't possibly like comment, that. Chris. Anyway, cosmic rays are these really high-energy subatomic particles, like protons or neutrons, mainly protons or little helium nuclei. And they hit the Earth coming from space. In fact, there's several of them which are passing through you every second, but most of these are fairly low energy and come from the sun. Now, others come from outside the solar system and have more energy. And the more energy they have, the rarer they are. And until about 10 years ago, astronomers thought there was actually a limit on how much energy these particles could have, because they get slowed down by hitting photons from the cosmic microwave background radiation. Then they detected what they are calling these oh my god particles. One of these, with some subatomic particles, has a similar energy to a tennis ball moving at about 60 miles an hour.
But given this thing is smaller than an atom, that's a huge amount of energy for something so tiny.
Yeah, it's got the same amount of energy as a tennis ball, but it's a 10,000 billion times lighter.
But what do we actually think these things are then?
Well, they think they are just protons or helium nuclei. They've got this energy which is 100 million times more powerful than the most powerful than the particles you get in particle accelerators.
So they're pretty powerful. Where do they come from?
They think until now they don't know, but they've built a big detector in Chile, which is looking. They've got lots of tanks of water, and they can detect the secondary particles. These particles hit the atmosphere, and they produce a whole shower of more particles. It's the size of Paris. This detector they've built.
Large. What's it made of?
Lots of tanks of water. Right. Very pure water, and whenever one of these secondary particles hits them, it makes a little flash of light and they can detect them.
So it's underground then, this detector?
They're just underground, probably not too deep, because they're detecting not too high energy particles because they're the secondary ones.
Yeah.
And so they can see all these particles and they work out where they're coming from, and they seem to be coming from really, really large black holes at the centre of galaxies.
So how can things escape from a black hole? Because I thought the point of a black hole was that not even light can escape from a black hole, that's why it's black.
Pretty much nothing can escape from the actual black hole. But when things are coming into the black hole, they get a huge amount of gravitational energy released, and sometimes this can get released as very high energy particles. And some of these seem to get all the way to Earth, moving at almost the speed of light.
But we're still none the wiser as to what these actually do or what the point of them is.
Not really, but they were just so fascinating that there could be anything with that much energy.
So it's a mystery solved that's been around for quite a long time,
yeah,
and now we actually know vaguely what they are.